39, and we've got emergency triple team traffic. What's going on, Andy?
Well, it's been a couple of crashes happened in Davis County. One was in Centerville, one was in Farmington. The Centerville crash is gone. The Farmington crash is now completely out of the way on the left shoulder, right in front of Lagoon in that really wide shoulder near the Legacy split. Slowdowns, though, they start in Layton, actually back a little bit before Layton Parkway, and they continue all the way down to the Highway 89 split, the Highway 89 merge. Legacy is slow for people looking for an alternate. You don't need an alternate anymore. Once you've gotten to the Legacy turnoff, you might as well just stay on I-15 because the slowing that you were seeing before has cleared out. You won't hit that again until about Bountiful Woods Cross. Eric Butler?
You got general slowing northbound I-15 from Bluffdale all the way up to the South Interchange. The thickest spots are at Mangator Highway, and as you go up between 114th and 106 South, you also have a city street accident on 123rd South for eastbound traffic. This is at 550 West, and it's backing up into Riverton. Heather?
We've got some congestion on 5600 West heading northbound toward the 201 freeway. And for those of you traveling on the 201, things are looking pretty good, except for a little slowing between 84th Street and 56th Street heading east into Salt Lake. Our 215 belt route is still moving great from the North Interchange to the mouth of Parley's Canyon in all directions. Save big in October with the Zero Res Pink Booties campaign. You'll pay just $99 for three rooms, zero resified. Schedule before the rush. Call 801-2880. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.